Ready to discover your next adventure? Explore the Army history that is America's history at the National Museum of the United States Army. Come face to face with rare and never before seen treasures of our past and find true stories of service and bravery that will leave you inspired. Open 7 days a week, free admission and parking off I-95 in Alexandria, Virginia. Discover the unexpected at the National Army Museum. Get your free tickets at usarmymuseum.org.
Hey, if you haven't heard about Anchor by Spotify, it's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. You don't even need a computer. You can do it right from your phone. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. And best of all, Anchor is totally free. Download the Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Anchor.fm. December 10th, 2021, Halfcast 203, episode 203, let's go. Of course, I have a few things to share with you guys. An evening of reflection. Shall we? Twelve-year-old Florida boy accused of bringing slingshot, rocks, and knives to school. 12-year-old Florida boy accused of bringing slingshot, rocks, and knives to school. Now, if you're a parent and you ask your child what made you bring a slingshot, rocks, and knives to school, and they look you in the eyes and they sincerely tell you, because I'm afraid, because I don't want to get shot. I don't want to be in a position where I can't defend myself. I see what's happening in different classrooms all across the country, mommy, all across the country, daddy. I'm scared to go to school. How do you react to that? A 12-year-old student at a South Florida middle school allegedly brought a slingshot, several knives, and two rocks onto school property, according to police. The boy did not threaten anyone or brandish the weapons, but he was arrested Thursday after the resource officer at Walter C. Young Middle School heard rumors of the weapons and discovered them in his backpack. The student was transported to a juvenile assessment center after his arrest. Pembroke Pines Police said in a news release he faces felony charges of possessing weapons on a school property, because last week they found, 21 weapons when they put a metal detector in a Brooklyn school. And when they asked the students after they found the weapons, the students' response, a lot of the students' responses was that it's for protection. They're not looking to hurt anybody. It's rough on the way to school. It's rough in school. And they just don't want to get put in a position where they can't defend themselves. So what we're starting to see developing now is that it's not only children who bears ill will towards going to school and wanting to do harm to people. Now you have children who are thinking about this. They're thinking forward, and they don't want to be put in a position where they can possibly get hurt by one of these kids who want to come and shoot up a school or just harm people. Police urge parents in the release to take the student's arrest as an opportunity to initiate a conversation with their kids. Parents, please take this moment to speak with your children about the severe consequences of bringing weapons of any kind onto school property. You know what? Keep our kids safe so they don't have to feel like they have to bring a slingshot to school. Do you think a kid is bringing a slingshot to school to to hurt somebody, or he's bringing a slingshot to school because that's the only method of defense he can possibly have, he could come up with at this moment at 12 years old. These are serious charges and may release in an arrest regardless of the age of the suspect. The arrest came after the deadly shooting at a Michigan Oxford High School on November 30th and coincides with a steep rise in threats against other schools across the country. You would feel the same way if this was happening in a workplace. You would feel the same way. You would feel, you would be on edge. You would be at a high, you would be in a heightened sense of wanting to preserve your safety. In Michigan alone this week, several students as young as 9 were taken into custody at juvenile detention facilities in the southeastern part of the state after allegedly threatening violence against their schools and classmates. Students who think this is a way to be funny or gain some type of recognition from their classmates know it's dehumanizing. It's happening so much that they don't even, they can't even understand the scope of how wrong it is anymore. That is just, it's become normal now. It's happening so much. Are making a very big mistake, and it is imperative that parents have a serious conversation with their children, Underwood said in a release according to the Free Press. It's my opinion that we're going to see more of this, unfortunately, because just like you have children that want to go to school and harm people for whatever reason, you also have children that want to make it back home to their parents. They don't want to be home, and they don't want to be, nobody likes to feel defenseless. Next up, if you like the show, subscribe and leave a comment. Let me know you're rocking with your boy. Company faces almost $400,000 fine for knowingly exposing employees to arsenic. Now, arsenic is a very slow killer. It builds up in your system. It doesn't dissipate that fast. So it could take months to years to kill somebody from arsenic when giving in low levels. U.S. Minerals will have to pay a $393,200 fine and be under probation for 5 years. I would think they would have to pay a lot more after pleading guilty to exposing employees at an Anaconda, Montana plant to arsenic from 2013 until its closing this summer. The plant converted black slag mining waste into roofing materials. Montana right now reported the dust that forms when the slag is processed releases inorganic arsenic into the air. So you're not giving no personal protection equipment for this, or you're just letting people. Prosecutors said several organizations, including the Montana Department of Public Health and Human Services, told U.S. Minerals between the years of 2015 and 2019 that its employees were at risk, but the company did not do anything to fix the issues, even after repeat inspections over multiple years. So it's on the company, 100%. But also, the Department of Public Health should have put their foot down. They should have put a boot on these people's necks immediately and not just like really being lax about it. Like, according to the American Cancer Society, exposure to arsenic over long periods of time can cause skin changes, liver and kidney damage, and a shortage of white and red blood cells. It can also cause a variety of cancers. The company pleaded guilty in August to negligent endangerment, saying in its plea, it negligently placed another person in the imminent danger of death and serious bodily injury. They were squeezing every last, they knew they were on their way out, so they were squeezing every last nickel out of the facility and out of the worker as they possibly could, and they knew this was going to come down later. So $400,000, I think they got off easy on this. Yeah, we did it. I'm guilty. How much? 400 grand? Okay. Yeah, we put people in danger. And now, yeah, and they walk off. And they walk off with the whole bag. The plea agreement includes increased oversight from the Environmental Protection Agency and the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, OSHA, on company plants in 5 states. The company also has to monitor the health of affected former employees. Tinley Park, Illinois-based U.S. Minerals, was sentenced by U.S. District Judge Dana Christensen on Friday. The company pleaded guilty in August to negligent endangerment, a misdemeanor violation of the federal. How is this a misdemeanor? How is this a fucking misdemeanor? Some people are having possibly irreversible effects from just going to work to feed their fucking families. And this is just a misdemeanor and a fucking fine. This is ridiculous. Under a plea agreement, U.S. makes me kind of mad. Under a plea agreement, U.S. Minerals plan to Illinois, Wisconsin, Kansas, Texas, and Louisiana will be under increased oversight by the EPA and OSHA during a five-year probationary period. 5 years is nothing. That little fine is nothing. Employees who take advantage of the medical monitoring program would not give up the right to pursue civil litigation against U.S. Minerals under the agreement. Five of six employees tested at the Anaconda plant in July 2015 had elevated levels of arsenic, according to a 2016 report by the National Institute for it's OSHA. Stop it. I'm not saying these. I want to say it's OSHA. All right. The name is too long. At the time, respiratory protection was provided but not required. You probably give people the little flimsy dust mask that you use when you're vacuuming your home and like, come on. Was provided but not required. It should be a requirement. Heavy filtered mask should be a requirement. And there for the type of work that you're doing. And there was no running water or hand washing stations at the plant. How did they keep this place operating for so long? You're just giving them fines. They're paying the fines off. Who cares? The company was earlier fined nearly $107,000 by OSHA for violations in 2016. Your plant manager that's supposed to be enforcing these rules probably makes more than that in a year. They factor in these type of fines into their projected growth for the next 10, 20 years, the next 10, 15 years. Sorry, hit my mic. For the next 10, 15 years, they factor these bumps into it. So a fine for $400,000 is nothing when you have a 10-year plan, a 15-year plan, a 20-year plan. A fine of $100,000 in a year is nothing when you're looking forward into going into the next quarter. You're above schedule. Next up. Oh, I'm on some shit tonight. I want some shit tonight. Jason Harris sentenced to life for spiking wife's cereal with heroin, leading to her death. Whatever happened to just going out for milk and cigarettes and just never coming back? It's just, yeah, the door swings both ways. Just leave. Jason Harris was sentenced to life in prison on Friday for spiking his wife Christina's cereal with heroin, leading to her death in 2014. I don't know how drugs, especially I don't know how opiates like heroin and stuff works when you ingest it, but how much did you have to give someone before? Yeah, was this over time? Let's find out. Or was it like immediate? Harris, 47, of Davidson, Michigan, was sentenced by Genesee Circuit Court Judge David J. Neublot, according to MLive.com, after a jury in November convicted him of first-degree murder, solicitation of murder, and delivery of a controlled substance causing death. A neighbor told authorities that Jason Harris and Christina Harris was hungry the night after her death, so he made her a bowl of cereal that she dropped while she ate immediately. It wasn't over time, and passed out on the living room floor. Harris told law enforcement that he helped his wife to bed that night, and when he went to work the next day, she was still sleeping, according to WDIBTV. He said his wife wouldn't respond to calls or texts, so he asked a neighbor to check on her. What do we say? 9 out of 10 times when a spouse dies, it's always the number one suspect is the wife or the husband, always, until proven differently. The neighbor told police that the door was, oh, so you're going to send, you know, she's dead. So you're going to send somebody else over there to confirm, to get their hands, get the fuck out of here. The neighbor told police that the door was unlocked and Christina Harris was cold to the touch and unresponsive. Did she even have a heroin habit? WDIV-TV reported another neighbor who was a registered nurse also came over and called 911. Harris was pronounced dead soon after. Family members told authorities repeatedly that Christina Harris was not a drug user, which is a number one red flag. How did she get heroin in her sister's system? She doesn't do heroin. It was confirmed in 2016 when an investigator tested frozen breast milk collected before her death. They found no traces of drugs in the breast milk, which meant Harris did not use drugs. Genesee County Prosecutor David Layton said Jason Harris's brother and sister also told investigators that he made previous comments about getting rid of Christina. This is what you don't do. First off, please don't kill your spouse. And second off, don't say you're going to get rid of your wife and then like 2 days later, your wife is dead. The coincidence, you can't explain that type of coincidence to anyone and have been seeing women before her death. You son of a bitch. You couldn't have just left her. This was a very tragic case, and my heart goes out to the family and friends, Layton said, according to the Associated Press. I agree completely with their verdict. Neublot said, you are guilty. You did this. You are a murderer. You are a liar. I want to make that very clear. The jury saw through your lies, and I see through you through your lies. Jeez. A medical examiner had classified Christina's death in 2014 as an accidental overdose, but investigators subsequently alleged that it was a murder scheme hatched by Jason Harris at their Davidson home in Genesee County. Jason Harris was charged in 2019, 5 years after his wife's death. He received $120,000 in life insurance benefits. 2 weeks after Christina's death, another woman moved into the home. Oh, you piece of shit. You piece of shit. You didn't even try to make it look like you were even going through a mourning process. Yeah, this is messed up. You could have just left her. And in all events, if you would have told her, she probably would have said that you're no thrill to be with either. I'll happily give you a divorce. Did you really think she would be that hurt if you said you were going, that you wanted to go your separate ways? Probably not. Next up, cop suspended, accused of going deer hunting with convicted felon and patrol car. That is a 12-point buck we are pulling over now. Javera Pouncey, a Coushatta, Louisiana police officer, was cited with three other men, including a convicted felon, for using, what was he hunting? Was he hunting with, was the felon hunting with the police officers for using a police patrol car while off duty to hunt deer on private property without a hunting license and outside allowed hunting hours. There's just so much wrong with this story. Pouncey, 28, and the others were discovered by Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fishery agents Sunday after hearing gunfire while on patrol around 8 p.m. Like, if you hear some, nobody's supposed to be hunting right now. And later finding the men in the patrol car in an open field on private property, according to it, just doing everything wrong, to a statement from the agency released Wednesday. Did they make the felon get out and flush out the game like in Duck Hunt? Pouncey was identified as a part-time officer with the police department by Coushatta Police Chief Kevin Stafford, who said he'd been suspended upon learning of the investigation. The four men were allegedly found with three rifles in the car and had killed two antler deer at 12-point buck, baby. Anthony Caldwell, a 31-year-old convicted in 2011 for illegal use of a weapon was charged as a convicted felon. He was going hunting with the police. Give you a proper send-off. All four were cited for hunting the deer without a recreational big game hunting license, trespassing on private property, hunting from a moving vehicle. What they were doing, drive-bys on the deer? They didn't even get out the car. They were shooting them from the vehicle? What the fuck? And doing so at night. And three. Come on, man. This is some super trooper shit, yo. We're cited for hunting without a basic hunting license. Caldwell could face 5 to 20 years in prison and up to $5,000 in fines if convicted on the firearm possessing charge. Fun show. That being said, I'm going to wrap this one up, but I will talk to you guys very, very soon. Adios.
Ready to discover your next adventure? Explore the Army history that is America's history at the National Museum of the United States Army. Come face to face with rare and never before seen treasures of our past and find true stories of service and bravery that will leave you inspired. Open 7 days a week, free admission and parking off I-95 in Alexandria, Virginia. Discover the unexpected at the National Army Museum. Get your free tickets at usarmymuseum.org.
Now is the chance to use reliable energy to grow your money with the Dominion Energy Reliability Investment. Our new investment product offers competitive returns, no maintenance fees, and flexible online access to your money. Make the reliable investment in reliable energy, the Dominion Energy Reliability Investment. To find out more, go online to reliabilityinvestment.com. That's reliabilityinvestment.com.